I've come to realize, sweetheart, is that vices are only as sweet as their enablers.
I don't think food would be as delicious otherwise, nor would sleep, and frankly, I seem to have lost my appetite to fight without you around. When I took my friends for a spin around town, free of barricades and
annoyance,
disruptions, I kept half expecting you to show up in every corner that I turned. The victory of having people bow before me was not nearly as satisfying without the struggle to take it, or the fight to steal it, or the competition to prove you otherwise.
I love to win. Nothing in my
It was quite dull.
Boring.
I never thought I would miss you so much. Though that was before I remembered I had you all nice and waiting for me at home.
I'm starting to think I might invest in a new hobby.
Bring back a little more play into my life, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you must be wondering what all this equipment is for, and why I've got you all nice and set up on that chair.
Comfy chair.
Well, I'm so glad you asked. You, my darling, are a superstar.
I'm a superstar.
And I'm ready for you to make your debut.
Villains continue to run rampant on the streets, and at this time of need, the city is asking, where is
boring.
Our secret?
Those tours on Caldera and Main continue, so if you need to take that
boring.
Round...
We shouldn't leave our fate to the hands of the supernatural.
Boring. All is the same stupid spiel. Don't they have anything better to do? Well, I know we do.
Plaything.
Are you comfy in that chair, Princess? Mm-hmm.
So
a special chair for my special darling. I'll even let you take it for a spin. It comes with a remote and everything. Not that you can do anything about it since you're still, you know. But I can.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see all the settings they have.
So many options.
Massage. Oh, you
so
like that one.
Choose.
Glide. Thrusters. Bet you really want to try that one, don't you? Let's see what happens when that toy slides into your hungry little cunt. I'll let you imagine it's my fingers pumping in and out of you.
So what for me?
You're gonna get all messy for me. And we're gonna say hi to all your adorable townspeople. You can't do this to me.
You can't tell
oh,
me.
Can't I now?
Little breath.
You want to see what else I can't do? I'm not sure where you get off thinking that you can tell me what I can and can't
do with my
playthings, but I've had enough of it.
Deal with it.
I make the rules in this house.
Good for me.
And you're just going to have to sit pretty and go along with it.
Stupid thing.
So stay still for me, princess. Unless you want everyone to know that you're being a dumb little slut while you're on vacation from your superhero duties. We're gonna put your acting skills to the test.
Get ready.
How long can you hold out, sweetheart? Because we're about to air live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Action.
Greetings, peasants.
Yes,
I hope you enjoyed the show I put on the other day. I know we did quite the number, and I think it's time for me to call it quits and confess.
Everyone just
all this
a
time,
show.
Your superhero hadn't forsaken you at all.
I lied.
She's just been playing house with me.
They don't deserve
it. Oh, what a time it's been.
You're just for me.
I, for one, have been playing the most gracious host.
Haven't I?
But somehow, I feel like my image has done nothing but spiral down the drain.
I can't
just
wait
a big,
to have you on my fingers.
Fat thumbs
You'll
down
have just
overall.
This for now.
And I think I deserve better.
But you can't wait, can you?
I have done so much for this town, and all I get is my name slandered by the press in your filthy mouths right in front of my face.
You must be
and I
so
want more
for me.
Respect.
Just
so I want to call a meeting with you, oh trusty mayor.
Smile.
And I'd also like you to invite whoever's in charge of the police department around here. Those filthy little gnats always getting in my way.
Better to look like you're not
the editor in chief. Whatever his name is. Oh,
is that the best you can
whatever
do?
It's called. And who else should we invite, princess?
How about that sweet little baker?
He's so cute with his fluffy hair and his scrumptious croissants.
He's a delicious one.
What's that? Sounds like our superhero's got something to say.
So what?
What is it, princess?
Close. Nothing's stopping you.
You can come.
I'm not stopping you.
Go ahead.
You can go right ahead. Come in front of your townspeople.
Stay quiet.
Show them exactly who you really are. What you're really made of.
Do you like this?
No, don't be like that.
I like this filthy toy pushing in and out of your stupid cunt.
You have 48 hours to meet my demands and organize this meeting. Otherwise, your little superhero goes bye-bye. It seems we're all out of time for today. I'll make sure she's nice and rested before I turn her in if you decide to play along.
If I decide to play along.
Well, adios. Sayonara.
Enjoy you all to myself.
I changed my mind. I want to see you come your first time just for me.
So
seeing
me.
You all fucked out of your mind, all flushed, embarrassed, and...
You're
waking. Oh, what's that? A tear? Are you crying?
No,
oh, don't I'll be cry. Sure to give you something to really cry about.
Come for me, baby. Come for me, all nice and easy. Just let it go. Come for me. Oh, just like that.
Good girl.
Just like that. Good fucking girl. Oh, what a pretty flush you've donned for me.
So red and flushed.
Spreading from your cheeks all the way down your chest.
You
like it's a nice feeling, isn't it? Like you can finally breathe.
After that first one, you must realize this isn't really horrible after all.
Quite lovely.
Right? Your notions of good and bad is really just a construct, but your body is a true judge of character.
Your body talks.
It tells you when something is decadent, or exciting, or fearsome, and... beyond good or bad, all of those things are just
fun,
aren't they?
So much fun.
Sensitive.
Keep going.
Keep going for me. One more for me. I promised to give you something to cry about, didn't I? I'm nothing if not true to my word. Let's see what this vibration setting's all about. Just speed it up a little bit and... Oh, I could do this all day, princess. And this isn't even the half of it. If you really knew the true extent of my powers, you'd know that this was going easy on you. That out of the thousands of things I thought up for you, this is on the generous end of the spectrum. If only you knew how much control I still let you keep. How I could have you strung up like a puppet, with limbs in my control and not a space in that dumb little mind for you to even think past the next time I might let you come for me.
This feels nice, doesn't it?
Keep you going for weeks, months, maybe just never let you come at all. I wouldn't let your legs rub against one another to soothe you. I wouldn't even let you sit down. Lest you find something to grind that shameless little pussy against.
So shameless.
Then you'd really be crying. But I'm so nice. And you're so lovely. So I'm gonna turn this bad boy higher. Seeing you writhe around is so cute.
So
now I'm gonna count from 10. And when we get to 0... And only when we get to 0, you're gonna come for me. Understood?
Nod your head.
Now that I'm in your head, I could make you come at the snap of my fingers, but I know it wouldn't be nearly as fun as watching your eyes flit around the room as if you can find some solution to this conundrum of yours.
No.
Sensitive, baby? Good. Keep going for me.
He looks scared.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 7, 8, 10, 5,
seven, three, eight, two, one, zero.
Oh, yes. Look at you.
Like fireworks, baby. Your eyes rolling to the back of your head. Drooling like an empty brain little slut. Just ride it out for me, baby.
Fucking
yeah, gorgeous. Just like that. Yeah, just like that. Good girl. My princess. My sweet, sweet fucking scrumptious little slut. I'm done with you for today. Next time we do this, I'm gonna teach you how to crawl. My little baby. You won't need to do a thing. I'll have it all taken care of for you. Nighty night.
Good night.
See you in the morning.